This past week at the 2019 Oklahoma Youth Expo, had the opportunity to talk with Kylie Denise, the Director of Marketing for the National Pork Board. She now lives in the state of Oklahoma working for the Pork Board and was a participant in some of the activities at this year's OYE. We started our conversation with Kylie asking about her position with the Pork Board and the Pork Checkoff.
Tell me, Kylie, you know, you're actually have gotten involved, being employed now by the National Pork Board. What got you interested in taking that position?
Yeah, the National Pork Board is actually a dream job that I didn't know I was going to get. In fact, I showed pigs growing up and livestock judged. I'm actually a Colorado kid, and so for me, a vehicle to the Midwest was pigs. And first work in an advertising agency where I was an account manager for the National Pork Board, and then they thought I was doing good work, so I joined the Pork Board about 3.5 years ago.
As you've stepped into that role, you're now the Director of Marketing for the MPB. What are you doing? What's a job, a typical day for you?
Yeah, each day looks a little bit different. And some days I'm at a pig show supporting the youth of the industry. But then otherwise, I'm supporting our 42 state pork associations. That includes Oklahoma Pork, since we're here in Oklahoma. Also work with producers on the farm, get them new resources and toolkit, and get creative in the digital space and market to consumers, tell them how good our pork product really is.
On that last little job descriptor that you mentioned there, the interaction with consumers at that digital level, it seems like so many of our checkoffs are going that direction now, trying to stretch the dollars and to reach consumers.
Yeah, for us, at checkoff, you know, so much comes in, 40 cents of every $100 of a market hog at the pork checkoff. And so it's our opportunity to really leverage that as much as we can. And then the digital space, we can do it, whether it's through social media, potentially remarketing on YouTube, or working with influencers who are talking positively about the pork.
So what's the message digitally? In other words, how do you touch that consumer and move the needle?
Digitally, we're doing it in a handful of ways, so it's a fully integrated strategy like anything should. You know, you don't want to put all your money into one basket, but for us, we've had a lot of luck working with influencers, and those folks are video creators on YouTube, and we're as simple as giving them the messages, you know, cook a whole muscle pork cut to 145 and let it rest for 3 minutes, showing some diversity and flavor. We let them do the work, and then they share it with their audiences, and so our message goes really far really quickly. And it's not necessarily something that's coming directly out of the pork board, but instead we're just watching that message and making sure they're doing it right.
The pork industry's got some challenges, obviously, right now with the controversy over the tariffs, especially into Mexico with the hams. African swine fever's out there on the horizon, worrying about that. What's the mood? In other words, as you talk to producers, in other words, that's part of your job. What are they telling you right now? How are they feeling?
Yeah, certainly we're all in the industry keeping a close eye on everything that's going on, both domestically and abroad. I think that I'm biased to the pork industry, but I would say our farmers are better than any. And I love all people in agriculture, but we've been through hard times before. We'll go through hard times again. And I think the sentiment in the industry is positive because we're passionate about raising pigs and providing folks a wonderful protein to consume worldwide.
One of the aspects of the pork industry we're at today, this show industry, is kind of like a separate little part of what the pork industry is all about. And it's not just about those pigs, but it's also about the kids.
It is about the kids. And the Oklahoma Youth Expo, I think that they go by the tagline of the world's greatest show. And arguably it is. Today I had a ton of fun of working with young people, young as well as old. And I think the future of our industry is bright. No other place that I'd like to spend my Monday.
And I guess what really doesn't matter if these young people necessarily go back and raise hogs for a living, you're still getting a message of pork to them early on, that you'll be able to cultivate later.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe they're not showing pigs or raising pigs down the road, but they're certainly going to consume it. And we need people to rally around agriculture in general. And so at the bare minimum, if they stay strong to ag, hopefully work in ag, that's good for me.
And I guess finally, that kind of leads me to the last question as far as, we've got so many challenges. We've got a lot of detractors in animal agriculture. How do you craft a message that allows the pork industry to get folks that are kind of in the middle, kind of watching the overall battle? How do you get to a message that will resonate with them?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I've been at a few events recently, and it seems like there's more people against us than there are for us, which is unfortunate. But I think that agriculture is consistent through and through. When my grandparents were raising crops and had a small packing house, they were producing the same quality product as what we are today, and technology is just going to make that better. So I think that as ag, if we're consistent and stay true to who we are and our message, that's going to play out in the long run. There will certainly be things that will come and go, and there's a ton of things that should make us nervous, but I think that my upbringing and everyone, you know, that's here at this Oklahoma Youth Expo, they have the same passion for it, and as long as we stay together, we'll be okay.
I guess the pork industry, you got to feel good. Obviously, it's a big challenge, these lawsuits over on the East Coast, but yet a lot of other elements of agriculture have rallied around these pork farmers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been some interesting things going on in North Carolina, and just with folks that maybe aren't as interested in ag as what we are. And it's unfortunate, but I think that that group of farmers in North Carolina, and I've worked pretty closely with them as well as their state pork association, they've done a lot to spread our message, which is we have an industry initiative called We Care. It's got six ethical principles, and one of the big ones is community. And so through all that's going on, that group of farmers has definitely not walked away, but showed community and showed that they want to be a part of the community and what they mean to the community. So I think things are getting better there, and certainly thinking about those folks.
Thank you, Kylie. Kylie Denise with the National Pork Board. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.